Dan Zevin is the author of Entry Level Life, a complete guide to masquerading as a member of the real world, published by Bantam Books. According to the book jacket, he's an 8-year veteran of the real world. He graduated from New York University with a journalism major and a minor panic attack. Dan, can we assume this guide came about as a result of that panic attack?
Oh, you might assume that. It's my experience after college as well as everyone I know. When you're in college, you know, you could be the editor of your school paper, or you maybe were the valedictorian of your graduating class. Now, that's a big maybe, granted. But when you get into the real world, suddenly your biggest accomplishment is you're the only one in the office who knows how to fix the paper jam in the Xerox machine. So it's kind of a shock.
You provide a handy-dandy real-world map here.
Right.
But I am interested, you have a key of various symbols across the country. For example, there's a stein with a foaming head on it, and you say this is a cheap beer region. A coffee cup, there's a proliferation of caffeine. However, down the bottom, there's a stack of, looks like dollar bills, and it says high starting salaries. Nowhere on this map do I find that symbol.
Well, I'm glad that you noticed that, Leanne. You know, I submitted that map to the publisher, and they came back and said, you know, we noticed a mistake. We don't see affordable housing and high starting salaries anywhere on your real world map. And that was the joke. You know, therein reward the careful reader, I always say. So.
Well, you do have affordable housing only in Alaska.
That's right. You are a careful reader. And I suggest that readers just basically rip out this map from the book and hang it on the wall, close your eyes, throw a dart, and wherever that dart lands, I think is where you should live.
Yeah, but
after college.
The alternate option is to proceed directly to page 20, which says, move home.
That's right. There's a whole chapter called The Homecoming, and that's basically about moving back in with mom or dad after college because you can't afford your own rent. And in fact, a lot of parents are responding to this chapter, and I think they're getting some insight into what their kids are going through.
Well, if you decide not to move back home and do manage to convince a landlord you know what you're doing and get yourself an apartment, I love your renter's checklist you have here on page 32. It sort of seems like the sort of stuff you'd already have because you would have had it in your dorm room.
Well, that's the beauty of it. You know, contrary to what all of the people at furniture stores will have you believe, there are only a few items you really need. A television. A diseased ficus plant is important for the post-college apartment. A map of somewhere that you can't afford to visit, I think, is very important. Cinder blocks, of course. Milk crates. Milk crates are probably the key entry-level item of furniture.
All right, you've got a job, and you actually provide some professional skills for the job, a how-to guide. You have a list of things, how to not fix the Xerox machine.
Probably the most important skill any entry-level lifer can learn, because if you get pegged as the only employee who does know how to fix the Xerox machine, you can never live it down. You will be the Xerox repairman for the rest of your life. So I teach you how to not fix the Xerox machine, which essentially amounts to walking away and coming back 10 minutes later whenever anything is wrong with it, because someone else will have fixed it by that point.
When did you know you were living in the real world?
It was when I was inspecting my first entry-level apartment. I looked in the refrigerator, and it was empty. And I thought, hey, there's no food in here. There's no furniture in this place. It suddenly occurred to me that I had to do stuff for myself. And I think once you realize that, you're all set. And then in order for me to help other entry-level lifers determine whether or not they're truly living in the real world, there's a series of pop quizzes throughout the book. On almost every page, these tests, are you living in the real world? So you could quiz yourself throughout.
Well, let me quiz you.
Uh-oh.
Do you own refrigerator magnets?
Yes, guilty as charged.
Have you recently discovered books on tape?
Absolutely.
Do you listen to National Public Radio?
That's a big one. Yes, I do. National Public Radio is a sign of the real world.
Dan Zevin is the author of Entry Level Life, a complete guide to masquerading as a member of the real world. It's published by Bantam Books. He joined us from the studios of member station WBUR in Boston. Thanks a lot, Dan.
Well, thank you, Leanne. This was fun.